Blog Talk Radio.
Our presidential election is turning into a one-trick pony. I'm Curtis Clinton. I've been trying to bring America ahead and away from politics, and for 8.5+ years on Blog Talk Radio, I have failed to excite America and the world in having a better person in the White House. Hello, America, our 50 states, our District of Columbia, and of course, our territories. Hello, world. Hello, everyone. Hello, Tink. I am Kurt Clinton. It is 5:30 here in Northern Virginia this Sunday, the 21st of August, 2016. 8.5 years ago, when we were in the second Iraqi war, I noticed we were losing a lot of soldiers, a lot of military men and women. Families across America were being hurt beyond any imagination, unless you were hurt individually and within a family. And this was unnecessary. And we've had poor commander-in-chiefs for a very, very long time. Even Dwight D. Eisenhower messed up over the U-2 incident. What does it take to put a smart person or a better commander-in-chief in the White House? Donald Trump is not a commander-in-chief. Hillary Clinton is certainly not a commander-in-chief. And our general, Dwight D. Eisenhower, who led the D-Day invasion at a cost of thousands, hundreds of thousands possibly. You don't sacrifice men and women. You don't have men and women fight like in the Civil War, like in old battles where people line up without protection. We went into the Iraqi War a second time, and we went into Afghanistan, and the battlefield changed, and we did not have a script. We did not have a good plan. We lost hundreds, thousands of men and women, thousands more with injuries. We've stolen the lives of American men and women and families. And now we have a one-trick pony guaranteed to win the election, Hillary Clinton. I am the only Clinton who money can't, who is honest and truthful, not like Hillary Clinton. And she has an expert marketing team working for her. Donald Trump, on the other hand, has a circus working for him. In fact, we don't know where the problem lies. You know, I'm putting into a position of trying to figure out what it's going to take to get noticed by America. I think it's the time for one of us to be president. Not a rich person, not an influential person with wealth and all this. Not a politician, because politics for the last 20, 30 years has not worked. The Berlin Wall did come down, but that was a special president. And that was special time. And that was a special leader of Russia, the USSR. We have different leaders across the world. And they play politics. And they count on us making political moves. They watch our Congress, Republicans and Democrats. Donald Trump asks us to be great again. I simply ask that we start with, let's get an A-plus in country. What does that mean? Let's get things right. Let's get our society right, our taxes right, law enforcement, industry, economy, jobs, safety, everything. Let's have someone tell us that the Keystone Pipeline is better than building refineries up north so as to cut down the transportation of this volatile tar sand? Why must we transport it down the guts of our country from this? You know, I said if we have an oil refinery or a tar oil shale refinery up north, we don't have to worry about the hurricane season down south. We don't have to worry about fluctuations in oil. Why don't we figure this out? I can't figure it out. Nobody has talked about this. Maybe I can't find out about the discussions of building something up north. You know, here in our county, when roads are being built, cement isn't trucked in from 30, 40 miles away. A small cement-making site is built, and the ingredients are trucked in from different locations, and it appears to be cost-effective. Because if you're building, let's say, a bridge, an overpass, you need lots of cement trucks. You need the availability of cement trucks. But if you have cement on the location, your delivery system is different, because your cement trucks can drop cement, drive half a mile, get cement, drive half a mile. It may be cost effective. I think so. So why not build a refinery up north instead of cutting through prime U.S. land with the potential for contamination? Because every time somebody says no contamination, we have water, water pipes break. What happens? Sinkholes. Sewer lines back up. Oil. They also prevent the uninhibited migration of wildlife in Alaska. Our wind farms mess up with the natural immigration of wildlife. Doesn't anybody understand these things? Are we so immature that we don't care for this stuff? One of our problems is our society. What does Hillary Clinton say about it? Nothing. She has secret meetings with law enforcement. I have public speeches with you, public conversations with you. There's nothing wrong with public conversation. I didn't say this, but I'm driving now. I'm driving home. I'm in traffic. I'm paying attention to the traffic. And I'm also thinking about you. I'm also thinking about the roads I'm going to take to our local supermarket so we can get some sauerkraut to go with corned beef. I'm 282.7 on my way to 183 pounds, hopefully. And if it takes a year, it takes a year. But it's important. It's important for you to get the right person in the White House. Stop with this conventional wisdom or conventional ignorance of going with what we know, which hasn't worked for us. We're dealing with old political parties with some young new blood in it, but no new measures, no new agreements, no more consolidation of what is good for America and put them in bills. We still have pork. You know, well, I'd like you to investigate this. Do we have 4,000 M1 A1s? Do we have them in tank farm? Are we still building this tank, which is becoming obsolete? 40 years has it been? And minor improvements? When the Russians are building a new tank, or at least investigating the development of a new tank, the Armator, remote control and special armor and some very dangerous ammo or weapon systems. But because of Congress keeping plants open instead of developing fully protected Humvees, and fully protected transports and a new development in tanks. But no, we have old contracts, old mines, nothing new, and we're wasting money, your money. And so when the Defense Department asks for money, why don't they stop building the M1A1? But they don't. That is our failure. And who knows about it? Why isn't anything being done about it? Hillary Clinton isn't talking about it. She wants the votes over practicality. She's not practical. I am. You're not practical voting for her. When will you become practical? I didn't begin the day thinking about this. I began the day thinking about something else. In the news, there was a shooting into a home, a backyard, where people were injured. There was another incident that's not coming to mind just yet. Oh, yeah. This person down south went to take his wife and child, who was staying with another family, shot the family. Now, if you think you're getting any ideas from me, no. You know what it is? Not enough attention is being paid to this situation. This person killed 5 people, abducted his wife and child, brought them to his father's house, and then had his father drive him into the police station to turn himself in. Where is the mind? Where is the intelligence of America? Where is the intelligence of our public? Can we not secure a reliable, defensible position on gun control and gun use? Problem, America, and you're ignoring it, heading headlong into more trouble than you can imagine. And I'm here every day trying to talk to you, and nobody's paying attention. You know, it's like the opposite of Red Riding Hood crying wolf. I've been crying wolf for 8.5 years. And in doing so, I've been giving you some good messages and reasonable choices and excellent thinking and decision making. I'm nobody, but I got something to give to our country more than Hillary Clinton, the 7 dwarves, all the king's men and all the king's horses. And when Humpty Dumpty falls, either Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump, and let me say this, this is a one-trick pony race. Donald Trump is making a fool of himself. And that's because he is a fool. He's not qualified. He hasn't thought seriously about all of this. I mean it. Come on. Face it. Who would ever run a campaign like Donald Trump? He says a few good things, but then he says a lot of bad things. Hillary Clinton doesn't say things because she's done a lot of bad things and she doesn't want to admit to them. So you're electing a person who will not admit to problems and failures and responsibility. You start now, what are you going to be when you get in the White House? Above reproach. Bill Clinton couldn't be impeached. Nobody wanted to impeach Bill Clinton. Who's going to impeach Hillary Clinton? America, you're making a mistake. Not just because I'm saying it. If you can't recognize it, then you've got the problem. Not me. I recognized the problem a long time ago. That's why I say it's time that a non-politician gets elected. And who are the non-politicians? People like regular citizens, not engaged in politics. Sure, there are some good politicians, but their voice is not loud enough to get change or to get improvement. or to stop. All the young politicians that you voted for, all the young people or the new people you voted into office, they stopped Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton from getting nominated? No, they did not. Did they speak to the people? No, they did not. Guess what? Problem on your hand. Bigger than you can imagine. Everybody knows the politics that Hillary Clinton will follow. It's a game book, a game plan. There's a book out on her. That's my wife going shopping here at the supermarket. You know what I've said? We need larger parking spaces. I'll say it again and again and again. We need larger parking spaces. You want your car without dents, dings, scratches, then get larger parking spaces. How much larger? Well, I'm looking at two spots right now where there is a 12-inch or 14-inch rectangle on either side, and one car is right at the edge of that, and the car to the left of it is about 10 inches away from that. But then it is closer to the other side. The car next to it is almost centered. We need that rectangular space widened by at least another 4 inches. So what? You have less parking spaces in a shopping mall. So what? Time your shopping. Or continue to get dents in your car. Brand new car. Within a week or two. Dents. We need larger parking space. We need a better society. We need... What is wrong with this guy that killed 5 people? What's in his brain? How did he grow up? You know, you had civil war north and south. There's talk in the country about different areas of our country, illiterate areas. Do illiterate areas breed stupidity, insanity? In New York City, you have neighborhoods, depressed neighborhoods. Detroit, where else? Pick almost any city, you've got depressed neighborhoods. Now I'm going to shut the air conditioning because I want to shut the engine so it's not pollution into the air. And I'll sweat in the car. Because that's not important. Our air is more important. Who's speaking for wildlife? Who's speaking for the animals in the shelter? Who's speaking for orphans and single family parents and single parent families? That didn't come out good. See, I mean, I told you, I'm just average, but I'm better than the White House, than these experts. Because the experts haven't figured out how to stop ISIS. Or terrorists. How long did it take Ireland and Great Britain to get together? And I almost reached for my horn as this car backed into me. Very close. Stopped within about 5-6 inches. Good. Recognition of space. The aisles, I think, are wide enough for cars. Is it Boca? Focus something in Africa, capturing women, enslaving them, using them as sex objects, ISIS, terrorists using women as sex objects, brainwashing children to shoot? Is that a society that we want to face? We will have to protect ourselves and teach our children how to shoot. That's not a good idea. Because there was a 16-year-old who shot somebody for their check. Years ago, it was try to get Air Jordans, $200 sneaker. Who puts out a $200? What is this? What kind of nonsense? Sneakers are sneakers. The most expensive sneaker should be $60, not $199. That's marketing. That's making people rich. Not you rich. You can't afford it.
that separates us more and more and more. We got to stop this division among ourselves, and especially between Republicans and Democrats, and especially between supporters of Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Why not come to me? I recognize this. Am I the only one here that recognizes this? I'm married. Never cheated on my wife. I was raised to be married, never get divorced, never cheat on your wife, have children if you can, support your family as best you can, and stay married till you die. In my family, when my father died, my mother stayed married to him. When my grandfather died in 1944, my grandmother lived on for 52 years without remarrying. Mrs. Botan, when she lost her husband, stayed married for 20 some odd plus years. Mrs. Kotz stayed single. You marry for life. That means you choose wisely. A president can move our country or displace our country. Am I making sense? Does anybody hear me? You know, I saw, you know, the listeners. There was a big spike in June, and there was a big spike like 2 weeks ago. What happened to the spike? Am I on TV? No. You don't like what I say? You like what Hillary Clinton says? It's all paper mache and plastic. Plaster. I speak as granite. I speak granite, but that doesn't make sense. I'm nobody special. That's what makes it so hard for everybody to understand that. Can somebody be so good or be better? Even if I am just half good in the White House, I'm better than either Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump. I ain't going to play politics. If I get in, Democrats and Republicans can easily come to me because I'm neither. There are decent things in both parties, and there are horrible things in both parties. For the Democrats to select Hillary Clinton, that just shows how stupid a party it is and how greedy they want to get to the high post. They don't care about you. They just care about Democrats. They care about themselves, the few that control these elections. What did the DNC do? They propped up Hillary Clinton. So you don't like Bernie Sanders? Okay. Who else ran? The governor of Maryland? Right. Do regular people have a chance in the White House? No. You mean regular people aren't good enough? You have to be in politics? You know, when you're in politics, you kiss behind. There's another expression for it. You kowtow and you bend over and... No. I went to one meeting because I was curious about something. I got an invitation to attend this book signing thing. The book seemed kind of good. When I went in there, I walked into this person's house right away. I was asked for donations. Well, for what? So this person could run for office. I thought I was there for a book signing. I thought I was good there to understand if this book was good enough to read and if this person was worthwhile to read. One of these fundraising dinners. There was no dinner. There was no entrance fee. It was, come on in. Get a book signed. Drop some money. No, I didn't. I walked out. You're going to wonder if I took the book. I was given the book. It's on the shelf in our room or in one of our rooms.
as a reminder, haven't read it, don't believe in that kind of stuff. You know, it's like a gang, the Democrats gang, the Republicans gang. They want control. I don't want control. I want to lead. I want to do good for our country, and I can do good for our country. Nobody's paying attention. Well, you're paying attention, and you're saying, this guy's not good enough. He's immature. He's not polished. He's not fine. But what I want to do is necessary, is important. See what the outside looks like. Yeah, it's not too bad. Okay, fine. Get some air in here. Oh, it is warm. Okay. But it's fresh air. Or it's ventilation. America, I am nobody, but I can do something. I can do spectacular things. The things that I was given opportunity with, I made out. I succeeded in the jobs that I was given. I improved places where I worked. So now I'm asking the White House. You think I can't handle the White House? I can handle a lot of things. I'm just trying to warn you. I'm alerting you to the problems. If I can alert you to the problems, don't you think I have a handle about the problems and solutions and ways of improving ourselves? I speak about our society. Why are people shooting each other? Police shooting people. Why are people shooting police? Why are people shooting families? Why do we have such access of guns in the hands of people who shoot people? Don't you? You know, if you think you can get a gun and protect yourself, you'll never see the bullet coming at you that's going to get you. You think you're going to know something? You're not walking down the street of Tombstone or Dodge. Walk the street. You're walking the street like you're really going to know. You know, I walked the street back to my car. There was somebody behind me. I never heard that person until they stepped on a twig and I was able to turn around. Without that twig on the ground, I wouldn't be here today. So guess what? The NRA, put a sock in it. America, I'm here for you. I've been here for you for eight. Look, can't a nobody be a good leader? Yeah. Be well. See to it. Have a good start of a week. Tomorrow, another week in August. You went to service today. Bring that into this week. I'm Kurt Clinton, vying for the presidency.
Can you see the pictures I sent you?
Yes.
The model of this.
Oh. Yep, you can always tell a Lincoln, you can always tell a Cadillac. Lincoln, Lincoln, Lincoln. Thinking that they don't make it no more. Okay, you go shower, I go shower, then we can do whatever we want with the washing machine. And the warm water that comes or doesn't come.
Did you bring the trash upstairs?
From Kaylin's room?
No, I mean to the street.
No, because I thought the wind could blow it.
I'm going to bring down a cat litter.
Well, then if you're going to bring the cat litter, the cat litter fell out of the little scooper
onto the carpet to the side of the window, and I have to vacuum it. I tried to pick it up with moist towelettes, and it just spread it. So it has to be vacuumed. Then it has to be rubbed and the like. So, and when you come down from the shower with the cat litter and... When you come down with the cat litter and the blue tail in the hall bathroom, come down with the spray bottles in the shower in another plastic bag. I will go down and scrub them. And I may need that brush, because I'm going to have to scrub. I don't know if I have a brush downstairs. A scrub brush. Because there's mold all over the spray indentation. And I'm going to have to scrub it in bleach. And I will... The two in the shower that I sprayed the bleach on the walls with. No. And if I get new ones, I have to return these ones. I have to scrub and make them look clean. It only lasts like a month. They're not worth $5.
Well, you know why they don't last.
That is precisely correct. So, until they make bleach sprayers, in the meantime, I'll wait for the cat litter, and I'll do something around the garage. I may even come into the house and take more recyclable out. I really should dump the newspaper recyclable into the toilet paper container, recyclable container. Because I opened up, I took the garbage pail, I took the red pail, which was garbage, threw that garbage out, and made the red a burn or recyclable. The colors are burn recyclable, the whites are garbage. We have so many garbage. And one of the hampers upstairs, green, is recyclable. So I'm taking out all the whites, and the whites are becoming garbage. So you know, see a white, it's garbage. See a color one, it's something else. And that's why I put the plastic bag on the one near the washing machine. So it will be identifiable. Somebody already has a garbage pail out there. So I'm going to take the vacuum and vacuum around the you-know-what, the litter box. Pick up the towel, drop the stuff into the litter box, vacuum. I'm going to have to move the litter box. Wow, beautiful yard. No one has a yard like ours. Look how the wind blew this stuff away. And it didn't blow the bleach bottle down. Red. Yes, I want to see if there's a white one too as well.
Oh, white.
I hope it's not white, but I think it is white.
This one. The other one's not a crepe myrtle. Only that one's a crepe myrtle.
No, we bought two crepe myrtles.
And you didn't think that there was a crepe myrtle?
We bought two crepe myrtles.
Okay. But that one's a crepe myrtle.
You can bring the oil in. I'll take care of the other stuff.
Oh.